The new contract does not signal the end of the long-running rivalry over funding between the armed services, but it marks a sort of departure from the norm because it provides for road and airfield maintenance at installations in the interior operated by two branches of the service.
The Air Force and the Army, we partnered together in the development of this contract.
Air Force Major Cal Gentry heads up Eielson's 354th Contracting Squadron, which will oversee the seven-year contract that'll provide up to $350 million for the maintenance work.
We issued the contract. We administer the contract. But Fort Wainwright and Fort Greely, they can place their own orders off of the contract.
Gentry says the contract also is designed to reduce red tape that often comes with getting routine maintenance done because it requires only task orders for projects costing less than $10 million instead of full-blown separate contracts.
It saves us a lot of administrative time to issue task orders for these maintenance projects versus having to do a new competition for each and every single project. That would just be very time and cost prohibitive.
Gentry says installation officials may not spend all of the $350 million authorized under the contract. He says that figure's based on the maintenance that's been needed in recent years at the four installations, which, besides Eielson, includes Clear Air Force Station, Fort Wainwright, and Fort Greely. The contract also is intended to complement some upcoming work on Eielson to accommodate, among other things, the two squadrons of F-35 fighters that are coming to the base.
The airfield upgrade, I think that will be a couple years down the road. I think we're still doing some maintenance, some improvements. We're finishing up some loose ends from the F-35 construction with the existing paving contract that we have in place.
That existing five-year contract will be succeeded by the new pact, which went into effect May 1st. The new contract adds Clear and the part of Eielson that's used by the Alaska Air National Guard's 168th Refueling Wing, and it'll employ the same four locally based contractors, including Exclusive Paving, HC Contractors, Paving Products, and Great Northwest. And the new pact adds a fifth contractor, that's the Anchorage-based branch of Granite Construction. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.